Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted creation and the most celebrated prophet of Allah azza wa jal, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Welcome to the program called Treasures of Wisdom, dear viewers. We are going to be speaking about the amazing teachings, words of advice, and Madani pearls by Huzur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. The valuable pieces of advice of Huzur Ghousi Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, used to reflect fear and hope, patience and pleasure, abstinence and piety, and fear for Allah Azza wa Jal through his speeches and advices. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would deliver the lessons of love and brotherhood, attract people's attention to the hereafter. He rahmatullahi ta'ala ali would deliver dars to be safe from all internal diseases, including the desire for high respect and possessions of this world. Allahu Akbar. He would deliver his speeches and his bayans through which people will protect themselves from hypocrisy, ostentation, hatred, as well as malice, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali also persuaded people to not get attracted to this world rather, but to have strong iman and faith, the importance of religious deeds, and to have perfect manners in this world. So keeping this view in mind, dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, we are going to study and go through the Madani pearls which Ghousi Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had made us reflect upon, subhanallah. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had stated, there was not a single gathering of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali in which non-Muslims would not be blessed with the treasures of faith by his Mubarak speeches. Allahu Akbar. Disobedient people, robbers, people that were gone astray, Allahu Akbar, people of corrupt beliefs would repent upon the blessed hands of Sarkari Baghdad, Huzuri Ghousi Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. It is stated, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that when more than 500 non-Muslims and hundreds of thousands of sinful people had repented before him and abstained from committing evil deeds, then what can be said for others, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. Everyone used to gain benefit from the Zaat of Ghousi Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. It is also said that Amrun bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun anil Munkar, yani with regards to enjoining goodness and forbidding people from evil, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was not concerned about the authorities and would even present the call of righteousness to even the Khalifs, ministers, kings and everybody else. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would declare haq on his pulpit, and everyone who would make a tyrant rule over people, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali will object to that person as well. Never feared for any person in this way. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali spent about 33 years of his blessed life in dars and teaching and writing fatawas, verdicts, whilst 40 years of his blessed life, he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali delivered the Madani pearls of his speeches and pieces of advice. And at the age of 90, in the year 561 Hijri, he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had passed away, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. The poet says so beautifully,
سلاطین جہاں کیوں کر نہ ان کے رعب سے کانپے، سلاطین جہاں کیوں کر نہ ان کے رعب سے کانپے، نہ لایا شیر کو خطرے میں کتا غوث اعظم کا، یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی.
اللہ اکبر. سو ڈیئر ویوز آف مدنی چینل، ایڈوائز بائی غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی is extremely important that we adhere to those advices, inshallah azza wa jalla. And I make niyat to also practice upon the beautiful advice given by Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. As the crown of our heads, Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh practiced what he had preached. Therefore, his words of calling towards righteousness entered the hearts of the people, transforming the world of their hearts. So always remember, if a bullet is fired by the best gun, then even a lion can be killed by dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. So imagine, the words of our presenting the call of righteousness are like bullets, whereas our role is like the role of a gun. If the one who practices on what he says calls towards righteousness and forbids from evil, then his words will be effective. Therefore, in order to make our words effective, we must rectify ourselves practically as well, inshallah azza wa jalla. With regards to the advice which is not acted upon by the advisor himself, Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated, advising others without practicing yourself is of no importance. Furthermore, he has stated, the act of not acting upon yourself and advising others is like a house without a door, having no necessary things, and is such a treasure out of which nothing should be spent. It is like a claim for which there is no witness. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem bless us, dear viewers of Madani channel, to understand these examples, and may we remove the laziness from our hearts and minds, and may we make pakka intention to make amal upon whatever we hear. For the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, some dwellers of heaven will go towards the dwellers of hell and ask them, for what reason were you sent to Jahannam, to the hellfire? Although by Allah Azza wa Jalla, we have entered heaven as a result of your teachings and your Madani pearls, which you would deliver to us. Then they will reply, whatever we used to advise, we would not act upon it ourselves. Therefore, we have landed and ended up here. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq for amal. Let's make this beautiful dua, and thereafter we will go towards the kalam, inshallah.
عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطا یا الہی، گناہوں سے مجھ کو بچا یا الہی، عبادت میں گزرے میری زندگانی، کرم ہو کرم یا خدا یا الہی.
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Let's for now listen to this beautiful kalam, dear viewers, and when we do return, we will give you the beautiful teachings and advices by none other than Sultan al-Awliya Huzuri Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
شاہ جیلاں غوث پاک، غوث پاک پیر پیراں غوث پاک، غوث پاک میر میرا غوث پاک، غوث پاک غوث پاک.
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک، ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
ہے پیر پیرا
غوث پاک،
ہے میر میرا
غوث پاک،
محبوب سبحان
غوث پاک،
ولیو کے سلطان
غوث پاک،
محبوب یزدان
غوث پاک،
سلطان ذیشان
غوث پاک،
مشکل ہو آسان
غوث پاک،
غوث پاک.
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک،
غوث پاک
ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک.
میں تیرا ادنا بھکاری تو میرا سلطان ہے، میں تیرا ادنا بھکاری تو میرا سلطان ہے، ہے قسم حق کی یہ میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک، ہے قسم حق کی یہ میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک، ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
آپ کی چشم کرم کا ایک اشارہ ہو اگر، آپ کی چشم کرم کا ایک اشارہ ہو اگر، دو جہاں کی مشکلیں ہو جائیں آسان غوث پاک، دو جہاں کی مشکلیں ہو جائیں آسان غوث پاک،
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک، میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
ناز قسمت پہ کروں پاؤں جہاں کی سروری، ناز قسمت پہ کروں پاؤں جہاں کی سروری، تیری چوکھٹ کا اگر بن جاؤں دربان غوث پاک، تیری چوکھٹ کا اگر بن جاؤں دربان غوث پاک،
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک، ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
ہے پیر پیرا ہے میر میرا محبوب سبحان ولیو کے سلطان، محبوب یزدان سلطان ذیشان، مشکل ہو آسان غوث پاک،
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک، ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
میری آنکھیں تیرا گنبد تیری چوکھٹ میرا سر، میری آنکھیں تیرا گنبد تیری چوکھٹ میرا سر، میرا لاشا اور ہو تیرا بیابان غوث پاک، میرا لاشا اور ہو تیرا بیابان غوث پاک،
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک، ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
بھیجا تو نے ہی دین چشتی کو یہاں، بھیجا تو نے ہی معین الدین چشتی کو یہاں، ہند میں تیرے سبب سے ہے مسلمان غوث پاک، ہند میں تیرے سبب سے ہے مسلمان غوث پاک،
جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک، ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک،
کیجیے امداد عزت دو جگہ میں دیجیے، کیجیے دیجئے ہے جمیل قادریت نا ثنا خواہ غوث پاک ہے جمیل قادریت نا ثنا خواہ غوث پاک
جان دل سے تم سے میری جان قربان غوث پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک 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 جان و دل سے تم پہ میری جان قربان غوث پاک ہے سلامت تم سے میرا دین و ایمان غوث پاک
Welcome back, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We hope that you have enjoyed this beautiful kalam. May Allah Kareem bless us and inculcate as well as instill in our hearts the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through which may our hearts be illuminated and may our hearts become softened through the dhikr of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember once again, as we had mentioned before we went for the kalam, that first we should make amal upon whatever we hear, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and then convey this to others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the sayings and the teachings of our righteous predecessors provide us with guidance in various walks of life. Trust me, dear viewers, subhanallah, we are fortunate that in Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we have such great predecessors, subhanallah. These sacred personalities went through the ups and downs of this world in their long life and normally spent it having righteous awareness. Subhanallah, sacrifices, taklif, and different types of situations they underwent. Therefore, their sayings are based on their experience of not just one or two, but several years, alhamdulillah. Let's learn or let's understand some of the teachings of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He speaks about four different types of people. Now, let's understand the four different types of people Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala had spoken about. Allahu Akbar. He says, number one, those who neither possess a tongue, which they make use to speak something wise, nor a heart. So, they have a tongue, but they do not use their tongue to speak wisely, as well as they have a heart, but the heart can never perceive good. Such ignorant, heedless, and foolish people and despicable people do not have any dignity and honor in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Such people are like a chaff. It is necessary to avoid the company of such people. If you are an Islamic scholar and a preacher conveying the call toward righteousness, do join their company. Invite them towards the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and make them feel fear of sins. If you do so, you will be considered as a mujahid. And then he quotes the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, if Allah Almighty guides anyone through you, it is better for you than the fact that you possess red camels. If through your assistance a person comes into the fold of Islam, he is guided because of your advice, this is better for you than the fact that you possess red camels. This hadith can be found in Sahih al-Muslim. So we learn that presenting the call of righteousness is a very important task, dear viewers of Madinah channel. And this is the speciality of this ummah as well. Subhanallah, this is a great virtue. One of the reasons for this ummah to go into Jannah, subhanallah, is this, that they continue calling people towards righteousness and they forbid people from committing evils. This should never stop, whether you're an imam, whether you're an employee, employer, whether you are the wife or the husband, the daughter or the child, whether you're an officer, whatever position you have, our responsibility is to continue conveying the call of righteousness. Look at Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, even at such crucial moments in his blessed lifetime, he did not abandon calling the call of righteousness. He still called the army, the Yazidi army, towards righteousness by inviting them towards tawbah, inviting them towards repentance, and seeking muafi from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this should never ever stop, dear viewers. And avoid the company of people who have tongue but can't speak good, except for swearing, except for lies, except for saying things whereas you slander people. They cannot say anything else. They have a heart which is hard and not soft. Therefore, advice does not enter into their hearts. The second beautiful advice with regards to the four people, Ghawse Pak says, the second type consists of people who do possess a tongue, but do not possess a heart. They carry out an extremely intellectual conversation that is filled with wisdom to advise others about knowledge and acting upon it, but do not act upon it themselves. They call others towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, but they themselves go away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They mention the evils of backbiting, but they themselves remain indulged in it. They pretend to be pious in front of people, but declare a war against Allah Azza wa Jalla by committing grave sins in seclusion. Such people are actually wolves in the goose of humans. Stay away from such people and seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from such people. How many of us fall under this category, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. People who have a tongue, but not a heart. They carry out extremely intellectual conversations. You find them giving big advice, but their heart does not even accept their own advice. Now, therefore, we were speaking about how important it is for a person to practice what he preaches himself. And this was the tariqah of all the pious predecessors in our Islam, subhanallah. Our Salafus Sadiqeen, they would first make amal upon whatever they preach. First, and then they would let others make amal upon that. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala now diverts everyone's attention to the third category of people. The third type of people consists of such people who have a heart, who have a qalb but not a tongue. Their heart is enlightened with knowledge and wisdom, but it is not permitted to reveal the knowledge of wisdom. Allahu Akbar. In fact, they have adopted complete silence so that they remain safe from socializing and conversing with people. These are the pious and ascetic people. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has concealed them from people and covered them. Ghawse Pak says, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made them aware of the shortcomings of their nafs and has enlightened their hearts by making them aware of the minute details, any harm of arrogance and ostentation. They have the knowledge of all the sins that can be committed through these actions. So they have become certain that salvation lies only in silence and seclusion. Do adopt the company of such people and serve them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla will include you among His righteous people. Allahu Akbar. But this is the category of people that we actually break ties away from. These are the people by whom we are unable to sit and avail our time and company to. People like to sit with talkative people. People would like to avail their company to such individuals who can make you laugh, who can joke, who can entertain. But these people who are God-fearing, look at the benefits, subhanallah. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala has given us the idea and has given us the key that they have adopted complete silence so that they remain safe from socializing and conversing with people. For reasons, dear viewers. Now, which category of people are they that have taken seclusion? They are the pious, God-fearing individuals. Allah, Allah, Allah. Now, Allah Azza wa Jalla loves them. Therefore, our pious predecessors have mentioned that when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves any of His bandas, then He makes that banda aware of his shortcomings. That person then remains no longer finding faults and picking on people. Rather, he is most of the time involved and indulged in rectifying his own sins. Allah. Such a person has tasted the ma'rifat and the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He has the recognition and has tasted the sweetness of his faith in Iman. Now, Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has drawn our attention to the fourth type of people, and he says the fourth type consists of those people who possess both a tongue and a heart. Such people are aware of Allah Almighty and His signs. Allah Azza wa Jalla has informed them of those secrets that are concealed from other people, and they have the rank of being the successor of Anbiya alayhimus salam and Mursaleen alayhimus salatu was salam. Allahu Akbar. Now he says, these noble personalities have such a high rank above which there is only the rank of Nubuwwat. After which the rank of Nubuwwat comes. And then he says, I have mentioned all four types of people before you. If you are a contemplative person and a far-sighted person, if you are a contemplative and a far-sighted person, you should ponder over it. May Allah Kareem give us tawfiq to carry out such deeds which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Allahu Akbar. Now Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala has given us the four different categories of people. And now he further advises dear viewers of Madani Channel. A believer should first fulfill his faraid, obligatory acts, and wajibat, compulsory acts. Then he should get engaged in sunnat mu'aqqidah, and then he should pay attention to the nawafil and other virtuous deeds or acts that he could perform. He says, it is foolishness and arrogance to get engaged in sunnahs and nawafil without fulfilling the fara'id. If one carries out sunnahs and nawafil before fulfilling fara'id, they will not be accepted. In fact, he will be disgraced. Such person's example is like a man who has been appointed by a king to serve him, but the person leaves the king and gets engaged in serving his slave. Allah, 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 Allah. What a beautiful example Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala has presented. And therefore, in our lives, there are many important actions, obligatory actions. We have left our fara'id. Hum namazo ko chhod karke aur masail mein pade hue hain. We are talking about attaining Allah's pleasure, not through salah, through other means. Whereas Allah has imposed this upon us as bandas. It is the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His right as a creator that we worship Him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not violate the hukuk and the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. For we are the creation and He is the creator. But since we are into the habit of violating the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, through his Madani pearls, have advised us that do your nawafil, no problem. Do your sunnat mu'aqqidah and other sunan that you could do. But keep in mind that your fara'id needs to be done as well. Because this is obligatory upon you. And then he given such a beautiful example about the king and the servant. Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala further said, the one who prefers sleeping to the state of wakefulness, as compared to being awake, you like sleeping. He says, doing something like this is like preferring something extremely insignificant and imperfect. As sleep is the sister of death, he wants to become unaware of all the matters and resemble the deceased. Almighty Allah is free from sleep because He is free from every defect. Angels do not sleep either because of being close to the divine court of Allah. Ghausipak says, moreover, sleep will not overcome the dwellers of paradise either. All the goodness lies in wakefulness, and all the evils and unawareness from matters lies in sleep. Ghausipak says, the one who remains engaged in eating, drinking, and sleeping more than his need, and just for his desire, he will miss out on a lot of goodness because he spent most of the time sleeping, eating, and doing other activities. So try to be awake. And therefore, Ghausipak rahmatullahi ta'ala and other awliya Allah spent all night long, entire nights, whether it is winter, summer, autumn, spring, any mausam, any weather, whether it was cold days or hot days, they would spend worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rabia Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha would advise her nafs, this is not the time to sleep. Why are you going to rest now? You rest in the qabr, now you should worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. So take advantage, dear viewers, as the sun rises every day, wake up in the mornings and make niyat that you will go and work hard. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you two hands and two legs, has given you a brain to think, subhanallah. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave your home and go and search for your rizq and rozi. He Azza wa Jalla will send it to you based on your efforts. Don't place your trust in what you do That's left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your responsibility and job is to give it your best shot, to give it your best try, to give your koshish, and the rest is in the merciful hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is upon His mercy, dear viewers. Now let's move further. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala also stated, do not say, I do not make dua to Allah Almighty, because if something is distant for me, I will eventually receive it, whether I make dua or not. And if something is not distant for me, my dua cannot make it gain it. So if there's something which Allah wants to give you, no one in the world can stop you from receiving it. And if there's something that you desire, and if it's not distant for you, dear viewers, no one in the world could give it to you. So make dua for whatever you need from the goodness of this world and the hereafter, provided that it is not haram, yani prohibited, or a cause of fasad, yani discourse. Ghawse Pak says, why? He says, because Almighty Allah has commanded us and persuaded us to make dua. As he says in the Holy Quran Pak, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allahu Akbar. Translation from Kanuz Iman, supplicate to me, I will accept. Subhanallah, I will accept it. Furthermore, he Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran Pak, Was'alullaha min fadlihi, and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His benevolence. Subhanallah. So Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has drawn our attention. He says, this is the place of knowledge, ma'rifat, and mystical secrets of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah have mercy upon us. We have a beautiful Madani Pulse and Madani clip that we would like for the viewers of Madani channel to watch. When we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The awliya Allah are a great gift for the ummah. They are shining examples of piety, good conduct, and nobility. Subhanallah, when we study the lives of the awliya Allah, like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu anhu, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahma, subhanallah, we find so many lessons, so many pearls of wisdom can be extracted from their lives. And one thing that the awliya Allah are known for, and you will find this in all of the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that they were consistent in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a great part of their piety, their taqwa, that they always performed ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. For example, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala was a devout worshipper. So much so that it's said regarding him, it's written and recording regarding him in his biography, that for 15 years straight, 15 years is not a small amount of time, 15 years straight, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, he recited the Quran completely every single night. Now just imagine, just reflect upon that. We probably recite the Quran once a year in Ramadan Kareem, or at most maybe two or three times, every single night for 15 years straight. Ghawse al-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu an recited the complete Quran. Now this was his attachment to the Quran. This was his love for the Quran. This was his ibadah. This was his steadfastness upon good deeds, subhanallah. And we pray that for the sake of the awliya Allah, the saints of Allah Jalla wa'ala, that we are granted a portion of the same as well. Because if we receive that same ability, subhanallah, and we recite the Quran as well profusely, then no doubt we will gain great blessings in the dunya, and more importantly, in the akhirah as well.
Welcome back, subhanallah. And these were the Madani pearls that we were listening to. Make dua and make niyyah to practice them, inshallah, azza wa jalla. The entire process is so that we could rectify our nafs, we could become better humans as well, dear viewers. Remember, Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, O bondsman of Allah azza wa jal, end your hopes with regards to the hereafter, with contemplating about the akhirah. He says, end your hopes. It is due to these desires that we have faced with different challenges. Overcome your greed and offer salah as you are about to depart from this world. Allah, Allah, Allah. He says, Ya'ani, offer your every salah, considering it to be like your last. Remember, it is not appropriate for a believer that he sleeps in the state that his written will is not kept underneath the head of his bed. Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is making us wake up to the fact that death may come any time. Therefore, a person should consider every day as his last day, every salah as his last salah, every sleep as his last sleep. But when we sleep, we continue as if we are never to wake up. Allahu Akbar. When we offer salah, it is as if we cannot wait to leave the salah. This is how the actions are, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala further said, oh man, your eating and drinking, living with your family, meeting your friends should be like the one who is about to leave and depart from this world. Because the person whose life and affairs are all controlled by someone else should live in this world like this. Everything is controlled by Allah. He is in power. You plan, we plan, but our plans fail. Like the people who build and construct tall buildings, and their niyat is that this building is never to shift and never to move. Earthquakes come and destroyed many big buildings, dear viewers of Madani Channel. People who constructed big ships and arks and assumed those ships to be the giant of the ocean and made claims as if it's never to sink. It lasted for 4 or 5 days on the water and that also sank. So all these are examples, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we are not in control, but rather Allah is in control. So giving a warning to those people who are heedless of the hereafter, Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, O ignorant human, ponder for a while. When nothing can be achieved in this mortal world without hard work, and for the mortal blessings of this world, one has to work hard. Then the thing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has, يعني, that which will always exist, how is it possible to get that without any hard work? Speaking about Jannah and the blessings of Jannah, which is for eternity, Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep those blessings for the Jannatis. When that is everlasting, never going to end, then why aren't we working for that which is everlasting and striving for that which is temporary? So subhanallah, Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ali is actually persuading us to get rid of the mortal beauty of this world and to make our minds for the preparations of the grave and the hereafter. Surely, dear viewers, a wise person prepares for his death before it arrives. He accumulates the treasures of good deeds and is buried with a madani lamp of the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, which illuminates and brightens his grave. Otherwise, the grave will not care about anyone's, whoever is buried in it, whether the person is rich or poor, a minister or an advisor, a ruler, or the one being ruled, whoever you are, whether a person is an employee or employer, doctor or patient, contractor or laborer. In short, anyone who lacks good deeds for the hereafter, misses his salah deliberately, does not observe fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem without any shari'i reason, does not give zakat despite it being fard on him, does not perform a hajj despite it being fard upon him, does not impose veiling despite having the power to do so, disobeys his parents, has bad habits of speaking lies, backbiting, tale-telling, keeps watching movies and drama, so on and so forth, listens to songs and raves, getting his Mubarak, which is of course the sunnah of the beloved Rasulullah, trimmed and completely shaved off, less than a fistful. He keeps committing many sins, then Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be displeased with him, and he will receive nothing but embarrassment on the day of judgment. Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has instilled fear in us, dear viewers. And we end with the saying, Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has said, O bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are you fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But rather feel fear. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has not created paradise and hell, even He has the right that He should be feared and trusted. Allah Allah. If Allah Azza wa Jalla had not created Jannat and Jahannam, even then He has the right that He should be feared and trusted. May Allah Azza wa Jalla remove the love from this world from our hearts. Fear Mizan. Fear the place where your deeds will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Fear the bridge of Sirat, which is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword. Jihad, dear viewers, fear the thirst of the day of judgment. Fear the fact that the sun shall be above their heads when the earth shall be transformed into copper. Fear the fact that each individual will be drowning in his own perspiration. Allahu Akbar. Fear this, that one day we are going to be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, giving us the true advice, he stated, O bondsman of Allah azza wa jal, obey him azza wa jal. Being a true seeker of his great excellency and personage, fulfill his command, yang the command of Allah, refrain from what Allah azza wa jalla has made unlawful for you. Exercise infinite patience before the divine decrees. Seek forgiveness in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. He says, show at most humility and shed tears before your creator. Furthermore, Ghawse Pak says, when you seek true forgiveness from the bottom of your heart and continue carrying out righteous deeds consistently, then, only then Allah azza wa jalla will grant you benefits that you will see with your eyes, inshallah. So we should judge ourselves as to how many breaths have we inhaled thus far in our lives. How important was the period of our childhood, our youth and old age? As well as how many stages of life have we spent thus far in the last 50 years, 60 years, so on and so forth? Did we shed tears out of the fear of Allah? Did our bodies shiver due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the reply is yes, then think whether we felt all these situations and states from the bottom of our heart. And if it is so, ponder if we are going to spend the rest of our lives obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make niyyah, dear viewers, repent in his bargah. This is the month and this is the time to attain the qurb and the wasila of making dua through the wasila of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. These are those pious personalities through their bayans and orations have guided people towards righteousness. We hope you have enjoyed this bayan, we have enjoyed this session, and we make niyat to practice upon the Madani pearls given and taught to us by none other than Sultanul Anbiya, Mahbub-e Subhani, Shahbaz-e Lamakani, Ghaus-e-Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah Kareem, for his sake, pardon and forgive our sins and help the Muslims throughout the globe. Wherever Muslims are suffering, wherever Muslims are begging and seeking assistance and help from Allah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Kareem, through the wasila of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, aid them and help them in their mission, in their maqsad, and in us striving to become better humans. Until next time, dear viewers, keep reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.